This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Soybean Association is giving growers a chance to win some cash in exchange for some friendly competition. The ISA Yield Challenge gives farmers four categories to choose from. They can compete in the 100 Bushel Challenge. The grower who achieves the largest yield over 100 bushels per acre takes home a $5,000 prize. Or the Crop District Contest. Growers compete within their district for the top yield. First place receives $500 and second place earns $250. Or the Double Crop Competition. Growers who double crop soybeans after wheat or another crop harvested the same season can now submit a yield entry. First place receives $500 and second place earns $250 in each region. And finally, the side-by-side comparison plots. Growers compare standard practices in a control plot with improved practices in a test plot. The grower with the highest percentage yield increase in their district receives $500, while second highest receives $250. And here to tell us a little bit more about the contest and how you can get signed up is the Yield Challenge Coordinator, Mike Shear.
They can sign up online. There are sets of forms out there on illsoy.org, and they can sign up for either a side-by-side challenge or a crop district challenge or the 100 bushel challenge. And for the growers in southern half of Illinois, they can sign up for a double crop program also and get their double crop beans entered in the contest. There's no fee for the entry, and they can do that all the way up to harvest time.
So what is at stake here? What can they win, or you know, what? Tell us a little more about the challenge.
Well, I believe on the side-by-side program, the real challenge is to help them improve their profitability by making sure that they're trying out new systems on their farm, and then they take the profitability that they make from that and expand it onto more and more acres as they go, improving their yield and their profitability.
Have you had a good sign-up so far? Do people usually wait longer, closer to harvest, to see how the crop's doing, or what's the status as we speak now?
This is our first year for having sign-ups due right before harvest time. And so normally we have about 150 to 75 people sign up, with about half of that actually completing and sending in yield data, just simply because they run into weather or insect or whatever conditions that are out of their control and they just can't quite get there with the yield. So this year we're moving that deadline back and we're asking people to sign up. And the rules are really simple. They just need to go to illsoy.org in order to check out the rules.
All right. Sounds good. You mentioned just a little piece about sending in that data, obviously more info online, but is that's part of the challenge, is somehow you're reporting your yields and turning that in?
Yes, they need to report the yields, and they need a third-party verifier there to help with that. It can be an ag teacher, a farm banker, any of those people to verify those yields as they harvest a minimum of 2 acres of their normal treatment and a minimum of 2 acres of the special treatment that they're putting out there. And then we look at that on a percent of increase within their crop district. So everybody in all the different crop districts has got a shot at winning their district.
Mike Shear, Illinois Soybean Association Yield Challenge Coordinator. And once again, if you'd like more details or would like to sign up for the challenge, you can visit ilsoy.org/yieldchallenge. Well, as we already know, much-needed rain was seen across Illinois during the last week, which was a nice drink for the corn and soybean acres. Nearly all the corn is silking, and over a third of beans are setting pods. And with the full crop report this week, we join Illinois State Statistician for the National Ag Statistics Service, Mark Schleusner.
Rainfall was mixed across Illinois last week. Northern parts of the state were several inches above normal precip levels. Central and eastern parts were also wetter than average, but southern areas were short of normal rainfall for the week. Overall, the state averaged 1.8 inches of rain, more than 3/4 of an inch above normal. Temperatures ranged from 1 to 5 degrees above normal for the week. There was an average of 5.1 days suitable for field work around the state last week. Topsoil moisture is now rated 12% very short, 21 short, 59 adequate, and 8% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated 7% very short, 25 short, 64 adequate, and 4% surplus. Looking at the corn crop in Illinois, 83% of acres are now silking, compared to 88% 1 year ago and 85% for the 5 year average. 7% of corn acres are now in the dough stage, compared to 22% normally. The condition of the corn crop improved slightly from last week and is now rated 11% very poor to poor, 26% fair, and 63% good to excellent. For soybeans, 77% of acres are now blooming, compared to 74% last year and 71% normally. 33% of acres are setting pods, compared to 30% 1 year ago and 29% for the 5 year average. The condition of the soybean crop declined from 1 week ago and is now rated 14% very poor to poor, 27% fair, and 59% good to excellent. In other crops, 30% of sorghum acres are heading, compared to 38% normally. The second cutting of alfalfa hay is 91% complete, and 27% of the third cutting of alfalfa hay is finished. Both measures of hay harvest progress are ahead of normal. Pasture conditions declined from last week and are now rated 17% very poor to poor, 32% fair, and 51% good to excellent. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, reminding you to participate in the Census of Agriculture coming this December.
Well, in other news, a class action lawsuit is aimed at Monsanto over dicamba spraying. The lawsuit filed last week accuses Monsanto sales reps of secretly giving farmers assurances of using off-label methods for a dicamba herbicide formulation. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the lawsuit claims, quote, this was Monsanto's real plan, publicly appear as if it were complying while allowing its seed representatives to tell farmers the opposite in person, end quote. A Tennessee weed management expert, Larry Steckel, says in the suit that it's almost impossible to follow label directions for dicamba-based herbicides, given the recent changes that have surfaced over drift allegations. Formulations were changed to dicamba-based herbicides following an outbreak of drift incidents last year to reduce volatility and drift. However, those changes have not seemed to slow reports of drift problems in 2017. The suit says the defendants actually benefit from rampant drift because it pressures farmers to adopt dicamba-tolerant seed to avoid damage. Monsanto and BASF indicated the Post-Dispatch that they were aware of the suit, but declined to comment on specific allegations. Both companies cited their efforts to educate growers about correct application of dicamba. Well, in some local ag news and local events, the Madison County Fair runs today through Sunday. Today is Disability Awareness Day at the fairgrounds in Highland. They have things starting off this morning at 8 a.m. with pigeon judging. 9 a.m. is dairy cattle judging. 9 a.m. is also the poultry show. 10 a.m. the 4-H exhibit hall opens. 5 p.m. the carnival rides are open. 6 o'clock tonight the 4-H rabbit show takes place. 7 p.m. is the grandstand event for the evening. That's the C-Bar Rodeo. 8 p.m. they'll have live music starting, and that will play until midnight. And the 4-H exhibit hall closes at 9 o'clock. So we'll have more updates about the fair throughout the week, but that's what's happening today. Other events going on, the Gillespie FFA is selling sweet corn today, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to noon in the Gillespie United Methodist Church parking lot, and that's $3 per dozen for the sweet corn. And Seavers Equipment Company has a combine clinic starting at 8 a.m. this morning at their Hillsboro location. Pre-registration is not required, so if you'd like to attend, you are still welcome to do so. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.